Welcome to Thundercast, ThunderTech's podcast where we give you our take on what's new in marketing, what's cool, what's lame, and why you should care.
Hey everybody, welcome to the ThunderTech podcast. Being that this is our first or second episode, we don't have a name quite yet figured out, so we're thinking maybe the Thundercast, Squares, Orange. Regardless,
we should introduce ourselves.
Yeah, so go ahead.
Hi, world. I'm Craig Israel, Creative Director at ThunderTech.
Woo! And I am Justin Smith. I'm the manager of the user experience team here at ThunderTech. We were talking a little bit before we got started here, and a really important issue that's come up lately a lot more than I would expect, is the fold, right?
Agreed. So quick background for anybody who has is been living under the rock for the past 10 years is the fold is the term used when you're looking at a website, when it first loads on your device, whatever that device is. That is the content that you can see already loaded. Below the fold refers to the stuff that you can't see, right? The challenge that we run into often is that people tend to think that if you can't see content below the fold, that it's invisible. And this question always centers around the concept of scrolling, right? Do website users understand, is it intuitive that they scroll through a site? Or do they land on a site and they think, that's it, that everything I see right now is everything that's available?
Yeah.
And
So it's kind of an interesting concept because it goes all the way back to like newspapers, right? So I mean, you know, kind of traditional on the newsstand, you've got a newspaper, it's folded in half, and it's always facing up. So you see the top half of the newspaper, but you don't see the bottom half until you actually pick it up, do all of that hard work of you know, opening it and kind of looking at the whole page. It's kind of a similar concept, though.
Well,
I can see the value in kind of having something front and center before you do any work. You see something good, right?
It's absolutely the same concept, and like a physical newspaper, that all the information that's most important of that day's events in a newspaper are on the front page. And so, yes, the lead story is above the fold, but that doesn't mean the information below the fold is invisible, right?
Yeah.
It's as intuitive, I think, to open up a newspaper and unfold it so you see the whole front page as it is to scroll through a website. That's my position, and I'm sticking with it.
You're done. All right. Well, then I guess that's it, right? We're done.
So thanks. Thanks for listening.
No, but I mean, we get a lot of clients come to us, right? And they're like, oh, we need to get everything above the fold. And I have a couple kind of big concerns with that. So the first one being, like, we're building everything responsively. We have been for years now. What the heck, where is the fold?
Right. So there was once upon a time, you could legitimately figure out where most people were looking at your website, right? That it was very standardized, but those days are over. Right now, not only are you looking at people who have monitors of wildly different sizes, but you also have different devices. So where the fold exists on a desktop is very different than where it exists on a tablet, is very different from where it exists on your smartphone.
Yeah, so I saw this thing going around on Twitter just a couple of days ago, actually. I want to say it's iamthefold.com or something along those lines. And what it does is every time somebody goes to the website, figures out their screen size, and it puts a line where their fold is. So every time you go to the website, you see where everybody else's line is. And I mean, the last time I checked, there were like hundreds of different lines. So you see that they're all over the place. Somebody had one that was at like 2,000 pixels, which is just an enormous page.
Yeah, so we tell clients all the time that there is no fold, right? There is no standard anymore because clients still are stuck in the 80s for some clients, not our clients.
No.
I mean, not the really handsome, intelligent people we work with, but I'm just saying
stories from
other cities or countries maybe even.
Yeah.
Not
Europe.
Us.
It's a big problem in Europe.
Yeah, the fold. That they have it stuck in their head that the fold is a set dimension. Now, know, I think we both have different concerns about this. We both have concerns, but for different reasons. From a aesthetic standpoint, right, as a creative guy, I want the website to be engaging and pull you in and gorgeous. And you really, your ability to do that is limited when you're jamming all this content up within the first, you know, several hundred pixels. And from a usability standpoint, it causes concerns too.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really similar case where, you know, it's clutter, right? It's a lot of visual noise, and it's all competing for the user's attention. You know, I mean, I would prefer to see something that's kind of a much more consumable homepage, right, where you can kind of take in one message at a time. So we've seen a lot of things recently where it's almost kind of a slide-based homepage or something where you see one message, you scroll down, you see another message. And at any given time, there's only like one key message on your screen, maybe two if you want to get really crazy and annoying. But never this case of, oh, we need to put messaging about our featured products and, you know, how to contact us and buy now and, you know, do you have a question? Like live chat. You know, I mean, you get into these cases where you've got 10, 20 messages right top and center above the fold on a homepage.
Right. With so many messages, what do I as a user pick?
Yeah.
Right. So going back to the newspaper analogy, I think that if you pick up a newspaper and you look at the front page, if you don't immediately see a story about sports or home and garden or entertainment, you don't think that those sections don't exist within the newspaper. You just realize that you have to get deeper into the site. And I think websites are the same deal, that we've told best practices indicate that what you need to do is make content easily findable, not necessarily in your face as soon as you load the page, but one click away.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, that's a hard story to kind of tell sometimes. It's hard for us to convince some clients of that because, you know, you might be the marketing team and you've got your sales team kind of telling you, oh, we need this message top and center. And then, you know, maybe you have a kind of a fundraising team or something and they need their message front and center. And, you know, it gets to be an issue where you have multiple different audiences that you're trying to satisfy internally.
Right.
But in a lot of cases, you know, we're not thinking about the user whenever we're talking about the internal politics. We're thinking about, you know, kind of just making our lives easier, making the CEO happy, whatever.
Right. And it's not that we're unsympathetic to the pressures that are on clients, right? Because it's just like you say, there's lots of internal stakeholders that want their thing top and center, and they think the only way to do that is to put it right on the page as soon as you load it. And that, yeah. To solve that, it requires some hard work on business owners to really sit back and figure out what they want to say to their customers, right? What is the most important thing? And I don't think we're necessarily saying that you get one thing that you can talk about front and center on your website, but you do need to prioritize. What is that key thing that draws people in as soon as they go to your website? And then how do the other priorities fall in below that? Is there something that needs to be a short scroll away of secondary importance, or are there tertiary things that can go on an interior page?
Yeah, and I mean, it, like any design problem, it's a matter of prioritizing things, right? And it's making some tough decisions, but that's what's best for the project, right? I mean, that's what you gotta do.
Absolutely, and always keeping in mind what the audience wants to see is key, because you're right. We've seen a lot of websites that suffer from best intentions, that we want to give the information that we think customers want. So, you know, in our minds, in the customer's minds, you know, maybe it's the latest product we have, or our product enhancements, or this, or our humanitarian efforts, or about us, or our history, right? But you got to take a step back and really look at it from the customer standpoint, and what is that thing that is most important to me?
Yeah, and you have to be realistic about that too. You know, I mean, you can't, as a marketer, sometimes we try and think, oh, well, you know, our customers really do care about our environmental efforts, or, you know, our customers really do want to sign up for our newsletter the first time they come to the website, like right away. That needs to be a high priority. But in a lot of cases, I mean, do you have the research to back that up? Or is it just that you're hoping that they want to do these things? And I think you know, it goes back to kind of just having to make some of those tough decisions and just to be realistic.
So from a design standpoint, like I said, I fully believe that people find scrolling intuitive and they're going to scroll through your site. That said, I think there's some best practices that we could mention, mm-hmm. right? That when you're talking about design, things that look like the bottom of the page tend to halt people from their scrolling process. So if you're scrolling through and you come across what looks to be a footer, say it's a horizontal bar that has a bunch of bullet points, you know, privacy statements, sign up for a newsletter, something that traditionally goes on the bottom of a site, that may halt somebody through mm-hmm. their journey. If you have a big block of color that has like several calls to action, that tends to look like the bottom of the page too. So I think there's things visually that you can do to make sure that you're not setting up this false expectation or this false perception that you're at the bottom of the page, so that you can have your content chunked out visually in such a way that it still continues to pull people down through the page till they actually get to the bottom or follow a call to action that you want them to do.
Yeah, and I've even seen some really kind of explicit examples too, where maybe you have an arrow near the bottom of the page and it says something like learn more, and when you click it, it scrolls you down the page, or it kind of just indicates that, hey, there's more down below here, so go that way. And then I've seen some other kind of more interesting examples, and I'm not totally sure how well they work, but I've seen some things where when you get to the page, it animates in a way that kind of shows you that there's more stuff down here, but kind of then it hides itself to kind of just indicate that, hey, there's other content down below, but we're gonna let you focus on what's front and center. So, I mean, I think there are tons of opportunities on ways that you can kind of show people, like, you know, this isn't just a single page thing, you can scroll.
So, major takeaways regarding the fold.
It's not real, man. Just No, I mean, I think there's a ton of value in considering it, right? I mean, I always try and blow it off, but I think being aware of what you put at the top of the page, I mean, that's important. That's the first thing people are going to see, but it's not the only thing people are going to see, right?
Yeah, I concur that there's things you can do visually and content-wise to prioritize your content, pull people into your site, keep them scrolling down throughout your homepage, and probably most importantly, establishing a hierarchy, something that makes the content you're looking for is one click away, so it's easily findable.
Yeah, no, those are good points. Before we wrap up, I want to talk about a little experiment we're going to run on our site too.
Okay.
You know, we've been talking a little bit about this, and you know, we've been trying to figure out how we get people to explore more. You know, you and I just sat down the other day and we're kind of talking through some options. Do you want to elaborate on some of that?
Yeah. So one of the beauties of being a marketing agency that has the capabilities in-house like ThunderTech does is that we often
Stop selling, man. This is a podcast. It's not a sales pitch.
Well, I just wanted to mention that anyone who calls in within the next 24 hours gets 20% off of their first order.
And Craig, what's that number again?
So we often use ourselves as an incubator for new ideas. So we redesigned our website about a year ago, right? Launched it. And so we've been doing what we tell our clients to do. We've been iterating on it and trying to figure out, looking at the analytics, seeing how people are interacting with it. And so, yeah, we've been talking a lot lately about, you know, our site's working. How do we make it work better and harder and faster? So, we just met, yesterday?
Yeah.
To talk about some different iterations we can do on our homepage, how we structure information, and a lot of that is driven by the analytics, right? What people are looking for on our homepage, and maybe it's not what we initially thought it was. And so now we have the opportunity to go back and streamline and make it, put that information that people are looking for front and center, right? Set those priorities for ourselves and follow our own advice.
Yeah, no, that's good. Anything else to add?
Nope. I think we can, first podcast in the bag,
yeah,
done.
I think we nailed it. I think this was really good.
I couldn't agree more.
Sweet, man. All right, so yeah, thanks everybody for listening. If there are things that you'd like to hear us talk about, rant about, ramble about, whatever.
How can people contact us, Justin?
How can people contact us?
I think they could go to thundertech.com and use our contact form, or via social media, they could tweet us at ThunderTech.
All right, cool. Well, thanks everybody for listening. And we will see you next week.